Culture 7, Exercise 1, page 62.
Nature's Medicine Cabinet. Since ancient times, people have used plants to treat health issues. Knowledge was passed down from parents and grandparents to children and grandchildren for centuries before modern medicine took over. However, as people start to look more closely at the ingredients in over-the-counter medicines and read their possible side effects, more and more of them are turning back to nature's medicine cabinet. In the UK, there are many different plants that can be used to aid the body in its natural healing process. Let's take a look at the most common and what to do with them. Calendula. This pretty orange or yellow flower is easy to grow, and many British people have it in pots in their gardens. It blooms during most months of the year and contains substances that can help heal skin. Dry the flowers, cover them with oil, and leave for 6 weeks. The oil will be infused with the medicinal properties of the plant, and you can apply it to rashes, acne, sunburnt skin, and insect bites. Chamomile. These little white flowers grow wild in the fields and at the side of roads in spring. You can pick them and make them into tea. It's relaxing and can help people suffering from insomnia and anxiety to calm down. It's also good for soothing upset stomachs. If the tea is too bitter for you, add a teaspoon of honey to sweeten it. Elderberries. In late summer and early autumn, you can find dark purple berries growing in the hedgerows of Britain. These are elderberries, and they're great for supporting your immune system. They can upset your stomach if you eat them raw, however, so always simmer them in water. Add spices like cinnamon, cloves, and ginger. Then remove the plant material and add honey to make a syrup. Take a spoonful every day to help fight off common colds and other winter infections. Nettle. Most people avoid nettle because the fresh leaves can give you a nasty sting. Drying or cooking them deactivates the sting, though. You can use nettle to make tea or green smoothies. It's packed with nutrients like iron and calcium, plus vitamins K and C, and lots of B vitamins. You can add it to food too. Why not have the aspiring chef in your house make nettle risotto, nettle pesto, or nettle and cheese pie? Delicious! Nettle grows all year round in Britain, but the best time to pick the leaves is in early spring. Just don't forget to wear gloves.